Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the Rain Dance Film Festival 2014, and I'm joined by filmmaker Nicholas Triandafilidis, who is presenting his film, which I loved. It's The Sentimentalist. Thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Let's start off this interview by letting our listeners know what the story of the film is. I can maybe introduce it a little bit. It's really about two hitmen who fall in love with the wrong girl. One of them is a prostitute. The other one is the boss's daughter. So two forbidden women. So where did the inspiration for this story come from?
Well, I guess I was trying to make a contemporary tragedy.
Yes.
Contemporary tragedy in today's Greece.
A contemporary Greek tragedy. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's what was my aim.
So let's take it step by step. Obviously, when someone reads the plot, there's a chance that they might be misled that this is a gangster movie. But I think it's a lot more than that. It's got a very light touch. Was that always the idea?
Yeah, that was actually our concept together with our editor, Yorgos Mavrocharidis. And it was done on purpose because our aim wasn't just to tell a story, but to use the story as a chance to go deep into a different world in the name of love.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I just before the interview, I told you that the story itself kind of reminded me Shakespeare, and you know, because the romance is very important in the film too.
Yes, it is actually, and we have stolen quite a lot of plots from Shakespeare. Sorry about that, but that's the truth.
Well, if you're going to steal from anyone, you might as well steal from the best.
Oh, absolutely, yes, you're right.
So let's talk about this streamlined flow and your collaboration with the editor, first of all.
Yeah.
The film starts off with the end, and then we backtrack. Can you tell us a little bit how you achieved the structure of the storyline and this dreamlike appeal?
I mean, when you start with the end, everything after that is easy. It's easier, believe me.
Yeah.
But apart from that, no, I'm joking, but I'm not joking at the same time. But nevertheless, what we did is that was the idea that made us get free from the story plot. Mm. And go around in deeper into the characters and what they represent.
We mentioned Shakespeare, but I found that there's quite an underlying kind of element of art in general through sculptures and antiques. Can you explain this these references?
Well, it's an allegory about art as we knew it. It's art as a product. It's art for sale. It's art for the sakes of the capital with C. So, and it's with no doubt a comment about the heritage of Greece and what we do with her, and what happened of our heritage.
So it's a reference to the glorious past of Greece and the hardships of these days.
Exactly, and this glorious past could be tyranny for contemporary Greece.
So let's talk about the acting. How did you work with the actors, and how did you pick the actors too?
Well, actually, I don't make auditions. So I think mainly they work as a promotion gimmick, and mainly they torture young actors and actresses, which I think is immoral. I think it's not fair. I had seen all the actors and actresses in advance. We met. I saw that they were into it. We started working.
So how did you get them to embody their characters?
I mean, I was lucky because the two youngsters, the two hitmen, are two brilliant young actors, maybe the most brilliant actors of the new Greek theater. So us, both of them of the same generation, they had the same language, the same methods. And that's why I think it's very important to find common technique language. Otherwise, you can have conflicts that will affect in a negative way the end.
Yeah, you have to have a strong connection with them too.
Yeah.
And we should mention that awards have been won already. I won just a while ago in Athens, you were saying.
Yeah, awards are good. it's better to receive awards than not to receive. I mean, yes, one of the hitmen, Haris Fragoulis, which just won the Athens International Film Festival the Best Actor Award. It's, he deserved it, definitely.
I agree. Yeah. I'm a big fan of this film. We have forgotten to mention one thing, the music. Yeah. Which I think adds a wonderful back tone to the whole film and a wonderful atmosphere.
I think my aim was that the music in this film to be the chorus, as we had the chorus in the Ancient Tragedy. So in a way, I think we managed that. We didn't want the music to be just, you know, to underline the action or to make it more moody, but to function as a chorus, as a different character, the music itself. That comments to the plot, the characters, and what is going on the screen.
Yes, I was fascinated by the music because it's not just the music, but the crackling. It's played through vinyl, so you hear the crackling.
Yeah.
And it's the gently tapping on the piano. You know, it conceals vulnerability within the romanticism.
Vulnerability, I like that. This is what that's what we try to reach.
Because it's a violent world, and you know, it's that you're exploring, and you know, this adds a further tone of softness to the story.
Yeah, it's against the, I guess, the digital area of sound of what it represents.
I collect vinyls, so.
Me too.
There you go. Something else to talk about. So now we have to talk about the production of the film.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's never easy to get a project off the ground. But how was it difficult for you to raise enough money to do it? Because I mean, where it rains down, so this is independent cinema. So how did you get it to come together?
It's very interesting what is happening in the last years in Greece, because Greece is supposed to be collapsing. The economy, and with the economy, the society, but at the same time we have the resurrection of the Greek cinema out of nowhere without any serious funds from the state. And you have solidarity between technicians, filmmakers, actors, actresses, and I think it's one of the few healthy symptoms.
Great.
Of the crisis of Greece. So in that climate, is that under these circumstances, I mean, it wasn't easy, but it was easy at the same time, because you had solidarity from people, and cinema without solidarity is not cinema, it's something else. I guess that solidarity was the secret, and it is the secret for most of the Greek films that come out these days. We managed to find some cash. I mean, they were around, for the beginning, 40,000 euros. And we did some deals, co-productions for services, including equipment, locations, etc., etc. So it worked. It was hard, but what we did is we had a long period of pre-production, very long period of pre-production in order to make the budget as tight as possible. And it wasn't easy because it's not a classic indie film into a room, a dialogue film with three characters. It's you have a villa of a mob of the boss of the mafia. He had to sit around the locations and have some production value.
So now that you know that you've got something good in your hands, what's the next stage for this project?
I mean, we go out into proper distribution in Greece in December. We did just deal a deal with Russia for theatrical release and TV and cable, which is great. We did had a very good, a great world premiere in the Moscow International Film Festival. It was a rare experience.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Now we're here in London, which I love because I have spent my youth here. Youth is always the best period of your life, even if you are having a shit time.
You were telling me you went to school here.
I went to, back then, London International Film School. Now it's called London Film School. I spent 5 years of my life here. It was great.
We also have a history in the Raindance Film Festival. You presented films here before.
Yeah, I was here with my Screaming Jay Hawkins documentary 8 years ago.
And now you're back with The Sentimentalists. Great film.
Thank you. It's always great to be back in Raindance. I love the groove of the festival. And I have great respect for Elliot, because he's a legendary inspirational figure for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. I had the pleasure of talking with him a few days ago, and he really is an inspiring figure.
Yeah, I think he's the rock and roll star of the independent films.
I totally agree, and he looks like a rock and roll star.
Yeah, he has the look.
That's the look, Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to finish it here, but it was a great pleasure talking with you about this film.
Oh, the pleasure was all mine. Thank you very much. Thank you for everything.
Thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.